Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Wizards of Amazon podcast, where we talk about all things private label. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for the show. On today's episode, we have Chief Creator, CEO of Perfection Chocolates, and one of my favorite and definitely most exciting content creators on the planet, in my opinion, John Kapos, or as I think most people know him as, Chocolate Johnny. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Carlos, g'day, mate, and how the bloody hell are you? I hope you're well, and g'day, everyone listening, all the way from Sydney, Australia.
I was going to say, if you didn't mention where you were from, I was like, we're going to take bets now and guess where you're from.
Yeah, most people get it with the g'day and put a shrimp on the barbie and the accent. And yeah, most people guess that we're down under, my friend.
John, first of all, I want to say it. I'm extremely honored to have you on the show. I've wanted to meet you since hearing you on, I think, Social Media Examiner podcast in mid-early 2016. I also want to admit something, which is probably I shouldn't hear, is that I saw you speak at Social Media Marketing World. I don't recall the year, some years back, and I was waiting beyond the crowd for you. And I'm like, I'm going to ask him. And I just wanted a picture with you. And at the end of the day, I did not have the stones to do it.
Mate. See, I would have had that photo with you. We could have put it up together. So next time I come to, hopefully, I'd love to come to Florida, Miami. Oh, I've heard so much about it. I'm going to, mate, you're booked in. I'm going to come in. We'll take a selfie together because I want to take a photo with you.
Absolutely. My wife says before the episode ends, I'm going to do a selfie and get both of us in here and I'm going to post it. She says I need to post it as proof.
Yeah, let's do it, buddy.
So we met, I'm going to say it was over Clubhouse. I was hosting a room on Amazon Live Video. I was wrapping up. And you asked a question, I believe. You chimed in with a question or you responded to something somebody else said. Naturally, in Clubhouse, you click on the person's picture, you get super nosy, and you look at their bio. And I saw your handle, your social handle in your bio. So I use profanity. I mean, nobody's perfect, but when I'm hosting something, I don't. I really go out of my way if I'm speaking or something not to do it. And I couldn't help myself. And I said, F, you're Chocolate Johnny. I think everyone thought I was a total whack job at that point. So I immediately seized on it. I'm like, I got to have him on the show. Like Clubhouse became a good thing for me at that point.
Yeah. It's a great app. I mean, I think I asked the question about how I can get Perfection Chocolates onto Clubhouse. Oh, bloody old Clubhouse. How I can get Perfection Chocolates on Amazon. I've always wanted to do it. And I'm so glad I came into your room because, you know, we've got a connection. And so, you know, I know we haven't actually met, but, you know, you've followed me and now I'm looking at your stuff. I'm part of your, I've looked at your Facebook.
Wizards stuff, of Amazon. Yeah.
Wizards of Amazon. And I'm just looking at your stuff and bloody learning so much. And I love learning. Give me, let me learn. And I'm like, I was talking to Eva the other day, my wife, and it's like, oh, Carlos, I met him and I was on this Clubhouse and we've got to do this stuff and he's going to help me. And I'm like this
big, oh, I absolutely will.
I'm a 56-year-old big kid, man. I'm like, let's do this. And it's not about the money. It's just, it's about exposure and getting out there and doing stuff, doing different stuff in this world right now, man. You've got to do it. Let's jump out of this bloody box of pandemic and fear. And you would have noticed it so much.
Absolutely. So let's talk about something. So in episodes 19 and 37, which I'm sure you've listened to hundreds of times. No, in episodes 19 and 37 of this show, I break down a lot. I really go into Amazon Live Video specifically, the strategies and everything. And while I've gotten a lot of praise behind it, I still get a lot of pushback, like from some people saying, well, my product doesn't work for live video, or I can't afford the equipment, or I don't know what to say.
God. I'm sorry to interrupt. I hate hearing that. Oh my gosh. I got a funeral director doing live video. I got a funeral director. I got a dentist doing stuff. Mate, the worst job in the world is being a dentist. Do you know how they make it funny? I got a funeral director who talks about eulogies, how to write a beautiful eulogy. I mean, can you believe it? And how, you know what? He talks about not being ripped off by other funeral directors. He tells you the ins and the do's and the don'ts. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy I've got him, because he has helped people in a really bad time of their life. You know, I don't know if you're out there listening and you've had a tragedy and you've lost someone. The last thing you want to do is listen to, you know, how to do this. And he comes along, he puts it on his YouTube, and you look at it, and man, it's just so easy. Don't tell me your product does not sell. If you love your product, if you're passionate about your product, if you believe you have a purpose, it will sell. I have a saying. I have a saying, and I say, show, do not sell. Show, do not sell.
I love it. We're definitely going to unpack that some more. But that's exactly it. That's that pushback. And I cannot think of a better person to just approach that subject with, and that myself and other people can get guidance or strategies that they could pick up from you on how to approach this. So while you're not currently an Amazon seller, which definitely going to fix that fast, you have actually at first glance a product that had I not listened to Social Media Examiner's podcast, I would have thought, short of like a Taste Made type video, I would have thought that there's no way that live video content would work for chocolate of all things. Like, I just, but here we are. You've done it better than anyone on the planet. So really, for this reason, I want to unpack this. I want to get to know you better. I want the listeners to get to know you better. And whether somebody is doing live video, obviously for their brand, whether it's Amazon, TikTok, Periscope, wherever it is, I think you are the person that can help them with this. So I want to ask, to start this off, when did you fall in love with chocolate, and why did you decide to share it via live video?
Very, very great, very good, and a great question, because I fell in love with chocolate, I think, when my mother gave birth and I landed into the 500-pound chocolate tank. And they had to get me out. Carlos, we're established back in 1939. I'm third generation. I think I got quoted in the newspaper many, many years ago that I've got, that my dad has blood, chocolate is blood, and blood is chocolate, and it's flowing through the three boys, my older brother, younger brother, and myself in our blood. And what do I recall is growing up as a kid, being woken up at 6 a.m. in the morning and going down to the factory with my dad and stirring peanut brittle and turning on the chocolate machines, making marshmallow with him. What a blessed upbringing, you know, a kid's dream, living in a chocolate factory and having a retail store that's full of happiness and sweet, and we had free rein. My parents weren't, they were tough, Greek background. And so I fell in love with the business. Yeah, I studied and got an education and went and did other things. And I think my heart really came back to my roots. And then when my parents retired, of course, I was up. I stood up and said, man, I'm in this. And I'm blessed. I've got my beautiful wife who's the back end of the business. I mean, you know, without her, I don't think I'd be here. Got three kids. None of them are interested. And that's okay. We'll get there. But, you know, when it started with social media and I thought, I wanted to build a website. And I said to my dad, and I've told this many a times, I want to build a website, Dad. There's this thing called a website. He's going, what is it? Is it a house? Is it? I said, no, it's a website. It's like real estate on the web. And he's like, okay, how much? I said, $25,000. He said, are you kidding? And his accent, I can buy a house for that. I said, Dad, it's like a house. It's, I swear, Dad. And anyway, he didn't let me buy the website. We built one eventually many, many years ago. You know, it was $5,000 or $10,000 back then. And then all of a sudden, this guy called Zuckerberg creates Facebook, and then Zuckerberg, you know, not Zuckerberg, then they have this thing called Instagram and Twitter. And I thought, oh, I love this stuff. And how I'm always an early adopter, Carlos. I'm always looking at how I can get into this app or platform, dissect it, and build it for my, rebuild it for my business. And that's for anything. And that's what I think most people out there, if you've got a fear of this social media stuff, take a step back, dive into it, and then deconstruct it. Look how you can build your business around that. Because once you build it, you know, your business will grow. Anyway, comes along 2014-15, and this thing called Meerkat and Periscope. I thought, live streaming, I push a button, I can go live to the world. I'm in. Chocolate Johnny's like, yes, please, and give me more. Started Meerkat, didn't work in Australia for some reason. And, you know, that's how I met Fanzo and a few of the others. I don't know if you guys know Brian Fanzo, became a very good mate of mine. And then I tried Periscope and that worked. It came out the 26th of March 2015. I pushed the button. It was a bit glitchy. Then the real first of April 2015, I did my first broadcast by Bondi Beach, showing the world how beautiful Bondi Beach is. And I thought, perfection chocolates. Why wouldn't I broadcast about chocolate? And I remember coming into the store and just walking around and going, hey, guys, it's me, Chocolate Johnny, and I'm here in my store in Rose Bay, Sydney, Australia. It's like, g'day, everyone, welcome, and this is what I do. And I turned the camera around away from my face and I looked at the product and I described the product down to a T. Hey, guys, this is my peanut brittle. We make it with sugar, water, glucose. We boil it to 154. Then we add the butter. Then we do this and da da da. And I bet you guys can smell it right now. Gosh, don't you wish so? The comments were like, oh my God, you're making our mouth water. I want some. I want some. I go, oh, we've got a website. Just, you know, if you want some, go onto the website. I never sold. I just showed my passion. Because if you're selling a product on Amazon, you're selling it because you believe in it. You want people to have that product so they can share it. So, you know, that was my live streaming. And, you know, 4,000 live streams later, I did behind the scenes. I showed people how it was made. I showed the hardships of running a small business. People loved watching the hardships. You know why? Because they were in the same situation. I got up and I said, we had a bad day. They said, thank God, because we thought it was all perfect. It's not perfect. I had a bad day. I'm not feeling the best. They go, oh, Chocolate Johnny, I'm so glad, because people would reply to me and DM me and say, thank you so much for sharing that you've had a bad day as well, because we're having one too and we feel better because you're part of us even more. But I still showed my product.
Let me ask you. Let's walk this back a little bit. So, you're a third generation. Your dad was a second generation chocolatier. Would you call him a brilliant marketer? Like, where did you learn this? Because I've seen your live videos, and there's some marketing brilliance. One thing is turning the camera on and pointing it, and the other one is thinking out how to connect with somebody on the other side. And you're brilliant at this. Where did you learn that?
Mate, honestly, I don't know. I studied business and commerce, not marketing. You know, I love breaking the rules, but in a good and safe and a respectful way. You know, people would say, you know, I'd listen to these marketers and I would like, are you kidding me, mate? Why not? Why can't you do it this way? No, you have to do it this way and that way. No, you don't. I'm here to serve people. I'm here. You know what? I'm here to make money. That's the truth, everyone. And there's so much money for everyone to make, but I'm here to make money. I'm here to provide a roof under my family's, over my family's head. I'm here to provide food on the table. I'm here then to provide joy and happiness to other people. That's it. But I want to do it in a reasonable and respectful way. Show, and I don't, and I sell. I just show it. But the other thing too, and I've taught people this, build the relationship first, out of everything. Once you've built the relationship, then the trust comes. After that, you build your business.
Unpack that. How did you build the relationship when you first went live on, let's use Periscope, seems to be the first one that really worked for you. So like when you started going, how did you build it?
Okay, the live streaming. Carlos, when I first got on, did I know what I was doing? Not at all. Did I know the buttons and what happens? Not at all. First day, you don't know anyone. But what I did is the most important thing is I looked into the camera and I was looking at you. Carlos, Peter, Eva, Debbie, Diane, Susan, Todd, Mike. How you going, guys? Great to see you. I'm so happy that you guys are here today watching me live. I really appreciate it. And tell me how you're going. Type in the comments. What's going on? How are you feeling? I cared about them. I didn't care how I was feeling. They would ask me questions then. That's how I would do it. I don't know any other way, Carlos. I don't know. It just came naturally from me. So,
because that's how you naturally are, and you just was an extension of you on live. Do you feel like you're a different? Do people ever meet you on live first, obviously, and then they meet you later? What do they say? Like, oh, you're not what I expected, or what?
I'll let you answer that question, mate.
You're identical.
Thank you very much. And we've never met.
Yeah.
Whatever you see is what you get. I don't need the bullshit. You know, I got up on I spoke, and, you know, we were talking about how I became a keynote speaker, and it's one of the things I've always wanted to do. And I was so proud the moment I did it. Started back in 2015, and I love it. You know, I got up on one stage once when things were really tough a few years ago. I was in New Zealand, and I said to people on the stage, I said, you know, the other 6 months ago, we were struggling, things were tough, there was no pandemic, and I said, yeah, we were struggling to pay the school fees. I'm not going to bullshit to you. And they're like, oh, thank you for saying that. It's not bad to say. What? So I had a bad 6 months or a bad year in trading. It's okay. It's not going to happen again. I'll give you an example, another example. I've had nearly 100 people from Periscope around the world come to Perfection Chocolates. 100.
In Australia?
No. Do you remember a guy, you remember a show called Restoration America or USA? They restore stuff. Kelly Dale and what's his name? Dale. Yeah, they were watching me on Periscope. They came to Australia and came to see me, and they ordered a massive order for their clients that they were doing a show with here in Australia. They came, like, I didn't know who they were. I had this comedian, a New York comedian, Robin Schall. She's in the taxi driving back, and she's on Periscope, and they're all saying, she's saying, where should I visit? What should I visit? Should I go to the Opera House, and should I go to... Should I go to the Opera House or Harbour Bridge, or where should I go? And because she was in Australia, she had a lot of Australian audience on Periscope. They're saying, go to Chocolate Johnny. Go visit him first. So she came, she took the taxi and came to me. I was like, who are you? I was on Periscope and everyone told me to come and see you. And I'm not saying this to big note myself. Please, please, this is not about me. This is about the work I've done for you to come to me and say, you're the same. You're big. I'm 6'2", I'm big, 100 kilos. I'm gregarious. I'm happy. Mate, when I meet you, I hug you. There's no handshake bullshit. I mean, I'm in there. I'm giving you a big hug. Big chocolate hug. Same thing.
Let me ask you something else about that. And the initial periscoping, how long, like when you knew you were going to go live, did it take you to get the lights and the editing softwares and all the equipment for you to go live?
Mate, I started live with just the iPhone. And you know what? It's still the best way to do it. The only thing I got was Rode. I love Rode mics, as you can see. I love Rode because they're an Australian company. But I bought a mic, Smart Lav Plus, connected Lavalier. To my iPhone. Lavalier mic. It's called the Smart Lav Plus Rode. There it is there. I put it to my phone, clip it to my shirt, sound better, because if they can't watch you, they can hear you. So if you're doing a live, if you guys are watching and want to do a live, please pour the money into your audio, because someone might be walking away from your live, your Amazon live, and they might not see you, but they can hear you. And then you could be describing a product and they're over there in the kitchen and they hear you and they quickly run back and go, oh my gosh, I just heard what she said or he said. Oh, Carlos is mentioning this amazing water bottle. Okay, great. So I then got the bells and whistles after. You know, I truly don't use them that often. I use a ring light. I use a ring light just so you can see the product better, or my face or my team, or the area. But I use a mini ring light. I have a tripod, and this is not a sponsored post. One of my mates, this is not a sponsored plug. My mate from California, Archon Mounts, I love his stuff. And I use a beautiful tripod. I use the Rode lovely mic. I use a little ring light, and that's about it.
But you weren't using all of this when you started?
No, not at all. When I first started, I used the headphones on my phone. I found that I plugged the headphones in, the mic sounded better. Literally did that straight away. But apart from that, yeah, I just walked around and still do. When I do a live, when I do TikTok lives, we've got a tripod, we put it up, or a suction cup, hit the button live, and that's it. Go live. Just leave it there and let people see what's happening.
I love it. So you were very open about embracing failures, if you will. Air quoting the word failures. But can you share? Because this is another thing I hear. Like, what if I totally F up when I'm going live? Are you able to share maybe your worst blunder or your most memorable blunder in the early days of going live?
So I've got the here it is. Isn't that funny? It fell off. We've got heaps of these at our factory and our retail store. It's a suction cup, right?
Suction cup.
It's a suction cup, and the mic and the phone goes on that, and I put it up. I've got heaps of them around the factory. I've stuck them on. My team get the shits with me, sorry. The team gets like, can you move them? I've got them on the roof. I got them on the wall. I got them on the machines. They're like, get them off. I said, no. I need them. So one day I'm on Periscope and I put it on and I push the button. I'm going, hey guys, look, I can't really talk. We're just making stuff. I put little signs up, you know, and what, blah, blah, blah. Just watch the machine. I'll come back to you. And then I could hear it pinging or something. So I grabbed it and I pulled it off and it sprung back and it fell. And it hit the side of the chocolate machine, bounced up, and I caught it with the left hand. As I caught it, it slid and dropped the top part where the camera is into the chocolate.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God. And I've got the phone. I'm like, what do I do? And I'm like wiping it. I'm going, I'm so sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm wiping it. And you can, it's like this. It's going like this. And they're all like laughing. Did you just drop us in the chocolate? Oh, that was so funny. That was so good. I'm like, oh. Okay, I didn't mean to. And do it again. I'm like, no, it's an iPhone. It's cost me like $1,000. I thought, what can I do? They're going, please, please do it again. And the comments were going crazy and it started getting featured. And I'm like, what the hell? This is rubbish. This is not
that's really good to know. Like what you just said, like you made a mistake. It was almost a costly mistake, yeah. But instead you wind up getting featured and people loved it even more.
And I didn't know what, like, I haven't shown a product. I haven't discussed anything. I've only been like, it was just a video of the live of the wheel going around with chocolate pouring. Like, and then I grabbed it and they said, can you do it again? I said, I'm not going to do it again. And I thought, you know what? Let's do it again. So I quickly got some Glad wrap or a sealable bag. We've got a thing called an Enroba. You put your product and it's like a waterfall of chocolate covers the product. Thought, okay, guys, you want it, you got it. You are going to be live in a chocolate machine. They're going, yeah. And everyone's like, yeah. You could see them, all the hearts. And so I put it in there and let it go and took it out and pulled it. I said, how was it? They said, yeah, can you do it again? So it became a trend and stuff like that. And my phone was okay. But there's so many times I've had the tripod and it's like the tripod's right there. You know, you're looking at me and it falls bang on my head like that. And I'm like, oh, what happened? You know, who cares? I've dropped the product. People love the blooper parts of it. I was in the fork. This reminds me. I was in the forklift. Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm in the forklift. Do not drive a forklift and live stream. But I'm in the forklift. Hey, guys, I'm in the forklift and we're driving. Come on, drive around. And, you know, I didn't have a stand or anything. And, da, da, da. Anyway, I hit a bump and the phone fell out. And I fell out of the forklift. Thank God it had stopped. I fell out. The thing landed literally perfectly at an angle on the forklift while I'm on the floor laughing. And it's crazy. Stupid stuff. And then I do these beautifully created lights, camera, action, and no one watches. Explain that to me.
Wow. I think that's probably the scariest thing in my, I don't know what you agree with. Like you go live and do you think about that still? Like, what if I go live and no one's there?
I love that.
Oh, you do? Why? Tell me, because I haven't wrapped my head around that. So share.
What's going to happen when no one turns up, Carlos? Answer it. What's going to happen if you go live and no one shows up?
Nothing.
Give him a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Nothing. That's right. You've got it. You win the chocolate box. Nothing. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be okay.
I guess in the back of my head, it gets to some, at some point I'm waiting there and it's like, okay, one person shows up, maybe two. And then one thing is I'm sitting across the table from somebody and it's like one person. That's amazing. That's an in-depth conversation versus other people looking at a stream and they might say, well, this person can't be that important if only one or two people are watching his stream.
You don't want that person on your stream then. Okay. Right.
I love it.
Okay. Here we go. What live stream are you doing?
Pick one. We could do it. Not TikTok, because I don't know anything about it. Although there is a very interesting TikTok with you and chocolate makeup, which we might have time to dive into, which was pretty amazing.
So let's do a live. Pick a platform that you go on. Say Instagram Live.
Sure.
Say anything, right? I have a theory called the blue tack theory. I always have some with me. In the US, I don't know what you guys call it. Blue tack. You stick stuff on and do you know this stuff? You stick, I don't know.
Like sticky tape.
No, it's not sticky tape. It's like the putty and you stick stuff on walls and.
Oh, like, yeah, silly putty.
Silly putty. And it sticks, you know, I put it on the wall and I can stick a picture up and it's.
Sure.
It's called blue tack here in Australia. I don't know what you guys call it in the US. Anyway, I have a blue tack theory. Find where the people, where the platform that you're on, find where the amount of viewers are. On Periscope, it was on the top right-hand corner, or like there, say. On Instagram, it was the same. TikTok, it's the same. Anyway, so I would get this blue tack before I went on, and I would stick it right where I could see the people coming on live, the amount of people.
So you couldn't see.
So I exactly. But I'd do my stuff. I would talk to people. I'd look straight into the camera, and I would look at you. Who? Someone. There's someone there. I always say, push the start broadcast button or push the video button. Someone's going to watch you. Someone's going to listen. We all start with zero hearts, zero likes, zero followers, zero. I don't care who you are. We all start with zero. Most important thing is you have a story and we all need to hear it. Go and tell your story. And when I say tell, I spell tell T-E-triple-L, because when you tell your story, you teach T. E, you engage. L, you learn. L, you listen. And more importantly, the third L is laugh.
I knew you were going to say laugh.
I love it, mate. Let's laugh. Bloody hell. It's help. We're alive. We're well. You know, there are 7.5 billion people on this planet. We are not that last person down the bottom. We're not that top person either. We are somewhere in the middle. We're okay. It's okay.
Let's take a step away from chocolate for a second, because chocolate, obviously you've mastered that. Like let's say you found yourself selling a product like barbecue gloves. How would you, I'm putting you on the spot here, right?
There was no
warning. You might hate grilling. You might be a vegan. I don't know. But like, let's say we're going with barbecue gloves and you decide, and you're the one, you're the guy, John Capos, like you're in charge of our content and our live video strategy. How would you approach this?
G'day everyone. It's John. And I've got the new Carlos gloves. These are the best in the world. You know what? They make my hand look so beautiful. The other day, I was putting a shrimp on the barbie. In Australia, we say a prawn. And without these gloves, man, those shrimps, they were beautiful. Without them, I just can't. Yeah, this, look at them. How perfect. My hands, I love it. Anyway, what do I use them for? Well, apart from mowing the lawn. No, I don't. I actually have them in the shower. No, I'm seriously. On a serious note, I just love using them. They're so comfortable. And more importantly for me, they just protect my hands because my wife just loves holding my hand. But apart from that, you know, what do you think? Do you like them? You tell me, should I have them in red, black, or yellow? Anyway, I've got them here. You know, if you want to just DM me, ask me a question about them and tell me what you think.
I love it. Like that. Our first live round of applause. I got to work these buttons now on this Rode Procaster to start bringing some noises, like some sound effects into the stream. That's awesome. That was totally on the spot too. What about like, how would you, so that would be an amazing live. How would you, from the strategy side of things, build this out to where you were going to go live 3 times a week and you wouldn't repeat the same thing every time. What other types of video content would you do?
G'day everyone. It's John. I've got a really big problem. Someone has taken my Carlos barbecue gloves and I've been looking for them everywhere. Honey? Oh, there you are. Come here, honey. What are you doing with the gloves on? Something like that. I don't know.
That is freaking awesome. So you're like bringing other people into the stream. You're turning this into that's awesome. You're a genius. I love it. So I couldn't think of anything else as challenging as barbecue gloves. And you totally did that on the spot. No warning. So awesome stuff. What's your secret for coming up with exciting content? Because you mentioned, I see your content and I see like a behind the scenes. I see a funny, I see more like a headshot, like this is me and I'm just talking. Was that, did you test a lot of other things that I haven't seen and found out they don't work? How did you settle on those?
That's a really good question, mate. Actually, that that is, I think, one of the best questions I've heard in a very long time. What hasn't worked? Far out. Well, you now that's harder than the bloody barbecue gloves. Tell us. What? Wow. We do a 24-day advent calendar live. I don't think anyone's ever done it. So we do a live 24 advent calendar live. So every day we go on and we just talk about the product. Box, you know, we're going to open up the peanut brittle or hard caramels or honeycomb. That went really well. And I was away last year, not last year, 2019. I had to go to Singapore. I was a coach and mentor for Classroom Without Walls. And I didn't do it, but my team stepped up. And I think, I don't, mate, honestly, it worked with them. So,
how about word? Let's word this a different way. Like, how do you measure success on this? Like, how do you know that this is succeeding for you?
When my phone pings and my PayPal account, my PayPal account fills up with money. when I get inquiries about what product I'm selling. When I have people saying to me, you inspired me. I love that word. Not motivate, inspire. When I've made someone's life better because I've sold them some chocolate, but I don't sell, that they bought it. How do I measure it? I don't look at, Carlos, the truth, I don't look at that I had 500,000 people look at my TikTok. I don't look that my wife and I did a Instagram live and we got, you know, we only got 3,500 followers or 3,000 and we had 500 people view the, I don't, it comes up in the statistics, but I don't sit there and go, oh, I don't know. I don't think about it. I just enjoy doing it, mate. I just love doing it. I love being in front of camera and I try and encourage people to do it. Do a video just to start with. Do audio. If you can't do audio, use your voice or write something. Start off by writing something and build your way up. Yeah, it's a hard one for me, brother. Because I just love doing it, man. Well, you give me a product, I won't sell it. I'll just make a story. It's all about creating a story behind it.
One thing that is going to be very exciting is when you do launch your products on Amazon, the, I'm going to say almost unfair advantage based on all the hard work you've done to date in building your followers or your community. The unfair advantage you're going to have launching products and just dominating the specific keywords that you need to just get a lot of organic sales is just going to be, I want to be a fly on the wall for that. You're going to have a ton of success doing what you do and leveraging that on Amazon. So,
mate, if I have you as my coach and you my have mentor, me. You know, brother, I feel so comfortable and at ease doing it even more so. Carlos, 2015, I was on Periscope and I said to, I was holding it up and I said, hey guys, I just want to show you, we just made 20 of these freckle hearts. They're smart. They you call them sprinkles. Oh, here they are. Something like this. They're like 10 times bigger than that. They were massive. I said, hey guys, yeah. I've just made all these and people are watching them. And we just got an order for 55 and I've made 65 and I don't know what to do. What should I do with them? That's what I asked. I said, what should I do with them? Should I eat them? Should I break them up? They said, sell them. I said, yeah, okay, I'll sell them. Who wants to buy one? This was 2015. Did I have a button where they could? And I thought, what am I doing? I said, look, if you guys want to buy it, they're $25. I'll give them to you for $20. Just email me on shop@perfectionchocolates.com.au and we'll deal with it that way. 3 minutes, I sold the lot. I went, okay, something's happening here.
And Amazon is going to be your playground. I'm positive of it.
I love this. Like, I can do this live. I mean, I tell you, my wife and I, the other day, we were talking about a virtual shopping day. The pandemic. Here we go. The pandemic. I mean, you must be talking to people about how bad it is in business, right? And you must be coaching and mentoring them. Goes, hey, guys, try this. Let's do this. Pandemic comes along. March last year, all of us around the world are in panic mode. What are we doing? Our business is shutting down. I'm ringing the bank, customers. I've lost all my wholesale business for Easter. Best time of the year. All of them have just cancelled every order. I've got a factory, massive factory, pallets of stuff. What am I going to do? I give credit to Eva for this. And I think I've influenced her with all the blood. She hates going live, but she does it with me. So we decided that we were going to do a virtual shopping day. Three iPhones. And we're all just going to stream and everyone was going to watch us and we were going to talk and how you guys were going to come along. We're on the journey and say, hey guys, okay, this is these are the big Easter eggs. These are the freckled eggs. These are the caramel eggs. And I know Easter's upon us and I know there's the pandemic. So what we're going to do is provide a contactless service. We've got a Relane Access. You just place your order and you can come and pick it up. Or you can come into the store. You don't have to come into the store directly. We have a section where we order will be there, or we'll do a delivery service. And thank God the pandemic didn't hit us badly, but yeah, that's an idea we came up with.
How did it go?
We actually didn't do it because Australia didn't go into full lockdown. The retail store still opened. And so what evolved from that was we did have a contactless service. We have a lot of elderly people who are afraid. They would just ring us. Like Eva's got a bat phone, we call it, and all the people ring, hey, can we do this, this, this? Yep, sure. Credit card. And we had every night, Eva and I, we just drive around. We'd go to the beach. Before we went to the beach, we just drive. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Farquhar, Mrs. Thompson, Mr. Jones. I knock, knock, buzz the door, leave it there. Thank you very much. So we did that and it worked. They never came to the store, but we still got sales.
That is very inspirational. We've talked about a lot of social platforms. If you could only pick one, what would it be?
I hate you asking this question. My gosh, if you look at my phone, Carlos, pick one. At the moment, I'm sorry to say there are two. I'm in love with TikTok and I have loved TikTok since day one when it was called Musical.ly. So I'm on Chocolate Johnny on TikTok. And we created Perfection Chocolates a year ago. What I achieved on TikTok in a year took me 7 years on Instagram. We've monetized on it. We have a queue of kids and adults coming and lining up to be on our TikToks and buy our product. So our retail store has an increase of foot traffic and online. I absolutely love the platform.
Let me talk about that a little bit, because as soon as this goes live, if I don't follow up on that, my group is going to tear me apart. So, because we're looking for someone that can present on how to use TikTok.
Yeah, get me on.
For both e-commerce and physical storefront. It seems like you have hit both.
Yeah, get me on. You know that. I'll talk about this till the cow come home and I will inspire them to get out there and do it. Yeah, definitely. 100%. I am more than happy. If you're listening, get on Carlos's back and say, Carlos, get Chocolate Johnny on here and teach us TikTok. Look, I've got 13,000 followers on TikTok. It's not big. It's not big at all compared to some of the others that I've seen, 1 million and 2 and 5 million. But I've got videos that have gone to 500,000 views. 500,000 people have watched it. 28,000 comments. Who gets that? Like 20, I couldn't keep up with the comments. Like I tried to reply to them. It took me the whole day. I'm like, I can't reply to you. So,
to me, more important than the number is you're getting sales.
Yeah. No, that was what I was going to go on to. So, people are buying my product, and we do a boxing. So instead of unboxing, we box a box of chocolates, and we say, "Hey, Carlos, here is your order. Thanks for placing the order. And we're just going to do a little video on TikTok so you can see how it is. We wrap it up, we hide the address, box it all up, send it to you. And guess what you do? As soon as you see it, you do what we call a duet. You duet that, oh, I just got this parcel. So it's like a line, you know, it just goes along. And people go to your TikTok, that grows. People come back onto my TikTok, that grows. And people go, well, I want what Carlos wants. That's not fair. And they're like, can we order the same that Carlos ordered? Sure.
I'm TikTok illiterate. So I'm gonna have to learn that when you present to the group.
100%.
I'm afraid my questions will keep going, but so that this doesn't turn into a 24-hour megathon episode, I want to be respectful of your time.
Oh man, no worries.
Before totally wrapping this up, a few things. You're about to release a podcast, the John Kapos Podcast Show. Very excited. I almost think it's criminally wrong that you don't already have an episode because you just have so much amazing stuff to put out there. You also offer like shockingly affordable strategy sessions with business owners. Like I kind of scoped out your website. It seems like it helps them fast track what they're doing as well as avoid a lot of the pitfalls that many of us make, you know, doing what you do. What can you talk a little bit more about that? And can you share the best way for people to get a hold of you?
The best way is to just go onto my website, chocolatejohnny.com, and email me. And then what we do is we set up, like everyone, we set up a half an hour call, and we just go through where you want to be. I'm also approachable on all the platforms. You can get me on Instagram. DM, I love DMs. I replied back to everyone. If it's not voice, it's a video, or I'll type it back. I love video because it's so easy. I just push the button. Hey, Carlos, thanks very much. And, you know, we'll talk soon. And just, thank you for saying that. A few people said, my God, it's just so worth what you're charging. Mate, small business owners, and I've been in the same position. Money can be tight. So if I can offer a great service, then you're going to tell your other business owner. And the next thing you know, we've got 100 people on the books. I've got an amazing business there as well. But I want to see you grow. So I don't want to be charging hundreds and thousands of dollars like some of these other guys who have got no bloody experience and haven't done this before. So just DM me or send me an email and we'll set up a call and go through it. Now, I might not be the right fit for you, but I don't care. That's cool. Someone is. I'll find you someone. It's okay.
I love the honesty. And before you get to escape from the show, what is your favorite book and why?
My favorite book at the moment is called Clubhouse. Carl, I knew you would laugh with that. For those of you who aren't on Clubhouse and don't know what that book is, guys, it's a new app that's been out for a year actually, and Carlos and I re-met there. I just love it, and I thought I'd throw that in as a bit of a joke. But at the moment, what am I reading, Carlos? Oh yes, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I've read that so many times, my God. I'll be honest with you, I stopped reading a while ago. I love audiobooks. I do read, but I just love audiobooks. I find it really convenient. There's one I was recommended and I started that. It's called The Prosperous Coach. by, I've got to put my thing on. I loved it. It was just Chandler and Levine, the prosperous coach. And I started, I'm three quarters through it. It was interesting. I loved it because then I know how all these coaches work, and it really sort of made me think how I'm doing it right or wrong, what you can offer, and just listening to everyone's dialogue. And then the other one is The Big Leap, I was told to read, and I think I've been on like page 5. So that's what I'm reading at the moment. I've read all the classics, you know, Think and Grow Rich, and you know, Harry Potter, like you said before.
Yeah, no, this is great. I've not read either one of these. That's rare.
Mate, honestly, you should. And if you don't read, I know you read, really, it's called The Prosperous Coach. It's you'll love it, and it'll just make you think that little bit more of, because I know you coach and mentor, and especially for your team out there and guys that you help and encourage, yeah, you'll definitely love it. And The Big Leap. The Big Leap's quite scary. Like, oh, should I? Shouldn't I? But let's do it. Take the risk.
It's always you should.
It's always you should, right? Carlos, step up next time. I want that photo.
Yeah. Well, as soon as we stop recording on this, I'm going to get that photo to show my wife. You were absolutely amazing. All that and a bag of chocolates. So you really were. I look forward to setting something up with you to present to my group, and definitely having you back on the podcast in the future. Please let me know when your podcast is released so I can share it out to everyone I know. I mean, just, I think everybody listening to this, for the, if they've not experienced it before, just felt how energy can be transmitted via audio, because your energy is absolutely positive and amazing, and everybody could use some of that. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure, mate. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Matt. I really appreciate it. I'm so glad our paths crossed again. And I'm assuming 100% that we will definitely keep going and build a friendship from here.
I love it. Have a good one.
Take care, everyone. This is Chocolate Johnny saying goodbye from Sydney, Australia. Love ya.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and review of the show. Until next time.